The laws of Kriya Shema, we're up to chapter 62, Samach Beis. And then this is Din Mishel Le'Digdak B'Kriya Shema, Oloi Hishmiya Le'oznoi U'boi Gimul Sifim. The law that we'll discuss in this chapter is one who did not take care to do the correctly, accurately, to pronounce, to do, be particular in the reading of the Shema. He wasn't careful. Or he did not hear what he was saying, so that he said it so low that his ears cannot hear what his mouth is saying. And it has three subsections to it. Okay, so subsection one. Afal pi shetzorich ledagdig b'yisyisa, even though that one needs to be very particular with the letters of the Shema, as we said before, to make sure that every letter is pronounced specifically. If you read, but you weren't particular, you weren't specifically careful to say every word correctly over there, but you read it, yotza. You fulfilled your obligation, which means there's one thing to do it, but if you did it and you didn't do it the right way, you weren't careful, then you fulfilled your obligation. You don't have to go ahead and read it again. That's subsection two, Siv Beis. The Alter Rebbe says, Yochel likroisa b'chol loshen. You can read the Shema in any language. It doesn't have to be in Hebrew. You can read in any language. Shenemar. Because the verse says Shema. Shema means listen. Listen means b'chol loshen. Sha'ato shemeya. That means any language that you can listen to. In other words, whatever you hear, whatever you understand, whatever you can hear, is fine. You don't need Hebrew, specific Lashon Kodesh. V'yizoher medivrei shibush ba'oyse Lashon. And one needs to be careful from words that are wrong in that language. So in any language, you should use the proper grammar, the proper words, the proper saying. You should be careful. Just like we have in the Hebrew, we're telling you all these details in the Lashon Kodesh. So when you're using other language, you should also be careful in the language, not to make a mistake in that language. Okay? And the Yedagdik be'os Yosef kimoi b'Lashon Kodesh. And you shall be particular and careful in the letters, just as we do it when we do in Lashon Kodesh. Now, when is one allowed to read it in another language? It's only v'hu shemevin haloshen. It's only if you understand the language. So you can't read it in English and then you don't understand what you're saying, then you can't read it. You must understand what you're saying. V'hu adin l'tefila u'birchas hamazon. That same thing is true for prayer and for the grace after meal, that you can say it in any language, but you must understand what you're saying. Prayer and grace after meal, you must understand what you're saying. Aval kiddush u'birchas ha-mitzvos v'halel, but to do the kiddush, or any blessing that we do for the mitzvahs, that we do for when you perform a mitzvah, and when you do the halal, so then yotze afilu einoi mevin haloshen, then you'll fulfill the obligation even if you don't understand the language. Then you can say, it doesn't stipulate that you have to say it in Hebrew. You can say it in any language. Also, it seems like you can say it in any language. But he says, it doesn't say it only in Hebrew. If you don't understand, you can say it. He just says you can say it in any language, and even if you don't understand. So it's not important your understanding, as long as you say the words. So now, it almost seems like even when he's doing it in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, he must understand what he's saying. So he says that if you read it in Hebrew, you have to understand the Hebrew, what you're saying. Maybe you can look at the translation, but you have to understand what you're saying. Otherwise, you should read it in the language. But the writing over here is he's allowed to read it in every language. Why doesn't it say that he's required to read it in the language that he understands? It doesn't start off that way. The subsection starts off with that he is able to read it in every language, provided that he understands that language. But there is no requirement over here. Doesn't say that you have to read it in the language that you understand. I mean, this is a very simple. It looks like if you're doing it in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, maybe if you don't even understand it, you would still fulfill your obligation. You don't have to understand if you're doing the Hebrew. The stipulation that you must understand is if you're doing it in some other language. But if you're doing it in the Hebrew, even if you don't understand, that would be okay. And therefore, the same thing would be, I got to double check this. This is a simple halacha, but I got to double check that and see. From the language, it's mashma. It seems like that in the Hebrew, you wouldn't have the problem. The problem is, if you're doing it in another language, then you must understand the other language. And he says that with regards to Kiddush and Birchas Mitzvah Hallel, even if you do it in the other language, I guess you don't need to understand. I don't know, I got to look this up. Let's go weiter. So finally, the last sif, the last subsection is 3, Gimel. He says, Tzorich lashmia la'oznov mashemotzi bipiv. One needs to have his ears hear that which he expresses from his mouth. Shenemar, because the pasuk also says Shema. Shema means listen, that you can hashmei la'oznoicha, that you must have your ears hear that what you're saying. V'im lo hishmia le'oznov, if you said it but you did not hear it, yotza, you still fulfilled your obligation after the fact. But conditional, bilvad, provided, sheyotzi bisvasov, you must express it with your lips. Aval im kara beliboy, but if you read it with your eyes, in your heart, which means you're just reading it with your heart, with your mind, you're just looking at the words, but you're not expressing it, lo yotzo, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Shehirhur einoy kidibur, for thinking about it is not the same as speaking. Nevertheless, im hu onus, if he is in a situation which he has no choice, because he cannot express it with his lips, what situation would it be that he can't express in his lips? For example, She'ein ha'mokoyim noki, the place isn't clean. She'ein yochel lahoitzi b'sfosov, in such a way that he is not able to express it with his lips. So what does it mean? What would be, it's not completely clean, it's not enough clean for him to be allowed to express the words of Torah, the words of the Shema, with his lips. But the Hainu She'ena Mokoy Metunuf Lagamri, the place isn't totally dirty. There is a difference, we're going to see later on, if you actually have, like, you know, from the dog left over or excrement in front of you, then you cannot verbalize. But then there are certain situations which are not actual totally excrement, but there's other situations which are not clean enough, as we'll learn later on, for a person to verbalize, but he can think. So what happens? You're in a situation that you can't speak because it's a place where you can't speak. It's there, but it's okay for you to think. If it's totally dirty, you can't even think Torah over there. But if it's a situation where it's not totally metunaf, then you can think still. So what do? So yesh lo laharir. So there is to him, he's allowed to sort of think about it. Va'afal pi she'ena yoytze yidei choyva ela ba'amira. So although his obligation, he does not fulfill only by saying. So he's not really fulfilling his obligation. But yesh lo laharir b'liba, he should still think in his heart. V'Hashem yira levava, God will see his heart. V'yitin lo yischar ha-machshava, and God will give him reward for the thought. Okay, so in other words, it's not the full mitzvah, but God will give you the reward for the thought. D'amrinan hachi b'medrash. Because this is what we say in the Medrash. There's a verse that says, Amorai hazino Hashem, in Tehillim, in chapter 5, verse 2, it says, my speaking God listen. What I say, listen Hashem. Omar David, David said, Ribbono shel Olam, master of the world, b'shosh ani yochel ledaber, when I can speak, amorei ha'azino, then listen to my words. U'bishosh she'eini yochel ledaber, and when I cannot speak, the verse continues, there's bino hagigi. So hagigi means v'hagigi rotzoleimer ha'machshove, and he says, understand my hagigi. He's saying to Hashem, listen to my words and understand hagigi. What does hagigi mean? So he says, hagigi rotzoleimer, he means understand my thoughts, Hashem is saying. Shim hoye rotzoleimer dibur. He could not mean listen, understand my dibur, my speech, my actual words, because I feel l'bosur v'dom ein loimar bina b'dov sheshemeh. You can't tell to a person understand, because what you're saying, he can hear. He doesn't have to understand it. But since elometoich she'ein el machshava, the reason why it says hagigi is because it's only in his thought. He doesn't verbalize it. And an ordinary, a person doesn't hear that. Amar l'shoin bina. So he says, understand what's in my heart. So you're saying, Hashem, listen to my speech and understand hagigi, understand what's in my heart. Listen to my heart. V'chein nirim ha-posik. And so is also evidence from the verse. He's trying to prove that the word hagigi means what's in your thought. Is sha'imer, because it says, behagigi tivar esh, dibarti bilshoini. It says that behagigi, when I do hagigi, let the fire burn, a fire will burn. And then it goes on, it says, dibarti bilshoini, when I speak with my tongue. So we have our two parts. We have Bahagigi, Tivaresh, and then it says Dibarti Bashani. The Mashma Shadibu Dovar Echad. So it seems like there's two things here. The one is Dibur, Dibarti Bashani, but Machshava Dovar Echad. Machshava is another thought. So in any event, there is something about thought which Hashem listens to as well. So maybe the mitzvah, as he said, is to actually express it and verbalize it. But when you can't, in a situation you can't, then God will also listen to what is in your heart.